Historic downtown Anderson, just 15 miles southeast of College Station, is only a block long. It sits high on a ridge overlooking rolling farmland. Above this quaint scene rises the stately Grimes County Courthouse. It's visible for miles and has marked Anderson like a pin on a map since 1894. Texas A&M University architecture professor David Woodcock.
As counties in Texas were in the latter part of the 19th century wanting to make their mark on their landscapes, they used the county courthouse as a sign of vision of where the county was going. Architecture was very much being used as a way of creating identity and strength and enthusiasm.
Houston architect F.S. Glover designed the three-story Victorian courthouse. The two lower stories are constructed with hand-molded red brick, separated by a horizontal band of white brick and limestone. Rows of tall, arched windows line both stories. A vertical row of rusticated limestone, an architectural feature called coin, marks each corner of the building. A small third floor lies behind dormers set in a pressed metal shingled roof. A white wooden cupola sits on top. A dramatic exterior double staircase leads to the piano nobile, an Italian term for a grand second floor. Here it houses a massive courtroom with dark oak reproduction furnishings, brass lighting fixtures, and an ornate pressed metal ceiling. This vintage appearance comes from a $2 million restoration completed in 2002 by preservation architect John Volz of Austin. Again, Professor Woodcock.
The fact that it's now been refurbished with its pressed metal shingles means that even on a relatively dull day, it's a sort of bright, sparkling scene on the horizon. And on a shiny day, it literally sparkles in the center of the community.